Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike McDaniel talked at length about how the coaches know things about the cornerbacks that everybody else does not. And I don't have to tell you that everybody else is quite concerned about the cornerback situation. Why do you sleep well at night knowing what you know about the cornerbacks?
Well, I sleep well every night, first of all. I mean, you just see my wife, she's gorgeous. So that helps, right? That helps me sleep easy. But we don't play baseball in basketball, right? We play an 11-man sport. So we have the utmost confidence in those guys and go out there and do their jobs because we see it repeatedly through daily action. But they also have to understand they're not alone, right? We got guys up front who are going to do work and going to create problems for the quarterbacks, going to make it hard to get balls to those receivers. So I have the utmost faith in those guys, just in how they work and how they compete. And I think we've seen that throughout the game so far, and even in the joint practices when they've been facing against tougher competition. Yeah, maybe not in a one-on-one drill, God bless. Like, who can win that drill if the quarterback's just sitting there forever, okay? But when we're in 11-on-11 football, those guys have shown up and done what we've needed them to do. And we expect that in the regular season as well, too.
All right, Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator, who I'm a big fan of, big fan of. So it's an interesting one. We went through this a little bit with the offensive line last year and to be determined this year. In the backup situation, the cornerback position, starting going back to the draft, everybody's like, what are we doing? Free agency, yeah, you didn't really do anything. Actually, you picked up four guys since camp started. Good chance two of them are going to be here, maybe three. And the team and Mike McDaniel also, you know, when you don't have a long resume of NFL production, you assume that's because you're not good. That's why there's a disconnect, because that's not how we feel. We see it every day in practice. We see the techniques. We see the learning. We see them doing what they're supposed to. So we're excited about this group of cornerbacks. I mean, they're going all in, and we're down to the end. So we're down to the end as in camp's almost over, and you got to put a 53-man roster together, and we're going to find out by who they keep. Now, you know, you got some terrible luck. Terrible luck, Kader Kohou, ACL. Damn, I was out there that day, and he got up, and he limped, and it looked like he wasn't as limping as much. He's out with the ACL. He's done. Started feeling really, really good about Bonner coming in and playing. He just looked like he was really doing a nice job. And just Ethan looked like he'd come into his own. Looked like he was slowly becoming the starting corner on the other side. Pulls his hamstring. Now, the good news is shouldn't be more than a couple of weeks. But, again, I never ran that fast. So when you pull a hamstring and you're a speed guy, it's different. He's fast. So now you're down another guy here for at least this week And maybe, I don't know if they're back for the opener or not. We're a couple weeks away from the opener against the Colts. But you probably know the names that are out there right now of guys. And I'm going to read it. And so I'm cheating here a little bit. Jason Marshall Jr., who you drafted in the fifth round, talking about moving him inside to the slot. Cornell Armstrong, veteran guy, been kind of a special teams guy. Storm Duck. Great, great. One of the best stories of camp is the way he is clearly the number one cornerback right now. Ethan Robinson, B.J. Adams. These are rookie free agents. Kendall Sheffield's been in there. Been a little up and down, but he's been in there. And as of right now, going to get some playing time. Jack Jones may have more talent than anybody. May have more talent and started damn near every game for Vegas last year for the Raiders. Boy, that's a tough read on him. I still think he's in good shape with this team. They're trying to clean some things up with him on the field, but and then Cam Smith now. They're talking about Cam Smith off the second half of and I can tell you most of the media is just I know coaches haven't, but a lot of media has just said Cam Smith needs to be cut. He should be cut. And the team's going, no, we see a lot of talent. We saw it in the second half of that game against Detroit. We just need to see more of it. So Isaiah Johnson's out there. I don't want to leave anybody out. But so those are kind of the stories, you know, where like, well, if this guy can just show us a little more, you know, we're gonna keep him. So do you believe all that? Because everybody knows. Mike McDaniel and his coaching staff are super positive. Well, by the way, every coaching staff's going to be positive. What are you going to do, say your guys are bad, and all of a sudden, like, yeah, really, we don't know if we have the right guys or not here. That's all you need to do, and then show up. That'd be a great meeting to have with all the guys.
That was a great answer, though, by Coach Weaver, though. That's as good as it gets, man.
Well, he's
that
just
was very refreshing.
How good was that?
I love that. How can you sleep at night? Well,
I sleep just fine. Yeah. You ought to see my wife, that beautiful woman I'm married.
I love that.
That was just classic.
It's a tremendous answer.
That was good. Anyway.
It is, by the way, it's a nice change. I know people get a little bit tired of Mike's, you know, commentary and stuff. I know that seems to rub people the wrong way on occasion.
Well, I read
on rare
in,
occasion.
I read into Mike's thing because I read this. That's why there's a disconnect between, and he said disconnect, and a disconnect is between what the team thinks of players and what the media from watching practices and games, what they see. And Coach Weaver said, hey, man, we're going to have a big pass rush. We're going to get after people. We can take certain guys out of the game. We can get creative. But they pretty much said, we like these guys. Hell, they said Camp Smith is back in the picture. I didn't even think he could find the picture.
Yeah, well, look, man, as far as the media and whatever goes, like, these are guys that watched a lot of bad football for a lot of years now.
So you think they're a little beaten up when they watch practice, too?
I think everyone's beaten up. I think the fans are beaten up. I am shocked, by the way, that there are still fans out there that are, like, optimistic about this whole thing. Like, there are just Dolphin fans that are just happy-go-lucky and just, oh, we're going to be great and stop being so negative.
Well, the negativity has been all over the country.
Well, yeah, but what can you do at this point,
the negativity, man? Like, the negativity after that first practice in Detroit and the highlights came out of St. Brown against Jack Jones. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. But
well, let's throw all that stuff aside, Joe. Like, they had a brutal end to last year. They had a brutal season. Did they do anything to get better? Did they make any moves in the offseason that, like, you can come back and like, wow, this team's going to be significantly better?
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, they probably got worse.
Right. No.
I don't understand when people get all upset when you're not optimistic about this team. You say it's going to be a bad season. Like, I mean, I hope they prove us wrong. That'd
I think there's
great.
Some articles. There's, if I'm not mistaken, did I see Perk? I get all the writers. I think Perk's got an article on that. Like, team's not very good.
I know, but these guys, they flip-flop a little bit, right? Like, there's one day, you know, team's good, one day the team's bad.
Well, yeah.
I just think you have to live in reality. And the reality is, like, I know all those writers feel the same way, too. They'd love to see the team make a Super Bowl.
I don't think any of the writers want us to be bad.
It's bad for them.
And I know all of them, And they're proud guys.
I'll tell you when he comes on. It is bad for his business if the team is bad.
Yeah. Getting up every day and saying the same stuff. And hey, Dave Hyde's got one today. Why are the Dolphins, you know, with this, what are they doing with this attitude about everything's all right at the cornerback position? What are we doing? So, yeah, it's out there.
Everyone wants them to win.
So you know, the only thing I've told you, and this adds to why that first game in a couple of weeks, it's not going to be the best opponent you play.
That's your damn Super Bowl, man.
But I got to tell you, man, that game, Daniel Jones gets a start.
Oh.
You got to get after it. I don't want Daniel Jones. Hey, man, I'm not sure I could handpick a quarterback in a first game much better than I'd want to face in Daniel Jones against our secondary.
Let's go easier, a little easy on that, Joe.
What?
I mean, he's not that bad, but, like, again, that is the kind of team that if you can't go up there, and you've had how many months to game plan for this team?
Oh, no, they're already.
If they can't score points against this team, and it looks like where they left off last season, then – you got to start like asking the real questions, like, does Mike, and they figure this whole thing out. And
I looked at the depth chart. We're going to have Omar coming up. We're going to talk about all this. They have depth chart out. You see who they got starting a cornerback on their depth chart? They just signed him. Xavien Howard. All right, we got to go to break.
Omar's going to be thrilled about that.
I know. That was for Omar, Casey's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say that's his client?
That's not original, by the way. People were ripping him the other day.
That's his client.
Him and Jarvis Landry, yeah.
Not his friend.
Omar should get a piece
Wait
of that,
Wait a second.
Though.
That I, ha- a piece I of haven't that heard that saying, Omar, that's his client.
Yeah, well, whatever that contract is, he should get like 2% or something. I don't know. What does Drew get? Omar should get half.
It's not Drew. It's,
I know, but I'm saying whatever Drew's percentage is, like,
I forgot. What's his guy's net? What's his agent?
Xavien Howard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He lived next door to Brian Flores. I think Brian Flores still got the house. His wife still might be down here.
You know everyone in Broward. I don't
know. All right. Well, that's a lot of people. I think
I know Broward is having some problems this morning.
What are we, damn near 2 million people now? All right. We got to go to break here. We've got Omar going to join us. We'll talk to Omar about all these things. Client. Omar.
If he hits Jarvis Landry,
I hadn't heard that.
He really hits the jackpot.
Hey, he gets that done.
Then that would be impressive.
So I'm talking to EJ, and EJ goes, yeah. I said, this thing, I was talking to EJ about this.
How about EJ Manuel?
Yeah. EJ Manuel lives in the same neighborhood as Jarvis.
Okay.
He goes, yeah, we go out and throw sometimes together. And I went, oh, boy, better stop this conversation. Omar hears this. We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Cliggy's Carts. Oh, my gosh, I love talking about Cliggy's Carts. I've never seen anything like it. I've been for drives on them. I've been miles on them. They are different level golf carts. Different level, high-end, affordable golf carts. They are sweet. Featuring Royal EV, 48-72-volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames. They do have some great safety features, so you never have to worry about the kids doing something and having a bad accident. They put a lot of thought and got some cool things that you get with those carts. Adjustable front seat and all six-seater models. They have four-seat models as well. No one else offers that. Custom paint jobs for you. So you come up and go, I want that, but I want the Panther. They got it. They can do it for you. Ready to go. Give you Panther colors. They really do it all. Sound bars, LED lighting. Cliggy's Carts are located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I don't care, and I don't usually tell people to go up to West Palm Beach and live in Dayton, Broward County. But if you got and you love nice golf carts and you and the family get together on it on a Friday night and you grab your favorite beverage and you like to cruise around a little bit like we do in Davie, man, they are sweet. I want you to call 877-CLIGGY's or just visit CLIGGY'sCarts.com. Get more information, but you got to go up and take them for a test drive. Drive one around. You absolutely fall in love. Cliggy's Carts are, man, they're just sweet. They're the darn the coolest thing I've seen. Nothing like them. If you like anywhere in South Florida, please stop up there, see the showroom, take a test drive. You'll absolutely fall in love. Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Plus, speaking of the steakhouse next door, they'll throw in a $200 gift certificate for you to stop by there and eat while you're up there getting your new cart at Cliggy's Carts.
Mike McDaniel talked at length about how the coaches know things about the cornerbacks that everybody else does not. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to tell you that everybody else is quite concerned about the cornerback situation. Why do you sleep well at night knowing what you know about the cornerbacks?
Well, I sleep well every night, first of all. I mean, you just see my wife, she's gorgeous. So that helps, right? That helps me sleep easy. But we don't play baseball and basketball, right? We play an 11-man sport. So we have the utmost confidence in those guys to go out there and do their jobs because we see it repeatedly through daily action. But they also have to understand they're not alone, right? We got guys up front who are going to do work and going to create problems for the quarterbacks, going to make it hard to get balls to those receivers. So I have the utmost faith in those guys, just in how they work and how they compete. And I think we've seen that throughout the game so far, and even in the joint practices when they've been facing against tougher competition. Yeah, maybe not in a one-on-one drill, God bless. Like, who can win that drill if the quarterback's just sitting there forever? Okay, but when we're in 11-on-11 football, those guys have shown up and done what we've needed them to do. And we expect that in the regular season as well, too.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Charles Dolphins defense coordinator Anthony Weaver there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, had a chance to hear Anthony Weaver and also Mike McDaniel talk about, hey, it's you guys who don't think we have any cornerbacks. We like this group that we have in 11-on-11 football. What do you think? We're going to find out, by the way, who's if this is the all-positive thing going on or if they're really going to stick with these guys. What are your thoughts on what we've been hearing?
It reminds me a lot about, when we think it's funny how you guys are worried about the offensive line. It's very scary that sometimes fans and media are a little bit more concerned about the things that sort of serve as anchors for this team, and the management is not. But, you know, yesterday, even though they gave you a very defiant answer for the past 2 days. They go out and they sign Dantzler, yeah, another cornerback, add him to the unit. I mean, let's be real about it. And this is something I say with all conviction. If you cut every single cornerback in that room right now, put them on the waiver wire, how many of those guys do you think get claimed? One or two?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's your entire unit. So basically, maybe five teams want anybody in your entire unit. But I could honestly tell you, I didn't watch the Detroit practice, so I can't say what they did there. But they've been okay. They haven't been spectacular. I think they're very zone-driven, which is a little concerning for me. I'm not sure they can necessarily play man-to-man. I'm a little bit worried about Mike Hilton because I've never seen him work with the starters. But, you know, he got the Lions game off, so we can assume he's safe. I don't really know what's going on there. Maybe he's getting the Darren Waller treatment. And, you know, Jack Jones is the wild card. And everybody knows Jack Jones is the wild card, but he's the wild card on and off the field. So
yeah.
There's a lot of risk there, and they could be one injury away from disaster.
So, you know, it is, because Mike is so super positive. I told Bo. Bo was like, well, they told me everything. And I go, Bo, they never say anything negative about anything ever on the team. You think we went 17-0, but that's Mike's philosophy, and he made that clear when he got here. You know,
Cam Smith happened to be the first player that I'd ever heard Mike say anything negative about.
And that was because he wasn't practicing. It's hard to evaluate the guy that's not on the field. That was
pretty,
the shot.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. That was the problem. But Mike will always find something optimistic to say about a guy, no matter what. That was the first time ever he'd just been like, yeah, okay, I'm kind of ready to move on.
So they're saying nice things. Is there a chance Cam Smith, by the way he played in that second half, jumps back in this picture now, especially with Ethan Bonner out?
One, because you know Chris Greer is allergic to cutting his draft picks. I think there's only been two who've been cut in their first season, and one came back. You remember that Jacksonville game where Cam Smith kind of bit on a stop and go,
yes,
and
it cost him a
74-yard touchdown. He ended up in Vic Fangio's doghouse because Vic's like, what is that? What is this? He didn't have any answer. You know he was competing. You remember he was actually competing for the starting spot at that moment. Now, fast forward 3 years later, and the guy's never come out of a doghouse. Well, actually, he played last year. Not very well, but he played last year. I don't know what happened to him. I can only assume he just lost all his confidence, because that's the only way you can kind of justify what's happened to him, because he has ability. He has skill. He just was not playing very confidently. I still think he's a long shot to make this roster, because everybody who ever comes on this team jumps ahead of him on the depth chart. But I think this Ethan Bonner injury gives him a fighting chance to make it back this week against Jacksonville.
Yeah. How about Judon? That surprise you at all that they signed Judon, the veteran pass rusher?
Yeah, it kind of has a fishy smell to it. You know, I've always felt, and I think I'm not alone, that the pass rushers, the edge rusher, is probably the deepest position on the team. I've got about three that it's going to be a tough decision what you do already without Judon there, in terms of Cam Good, Derek McClendon, Grayson Murphy. That's a toughie already. And right now we probably got to throw Quentin Bell in that pile,
right,
just because there's top four edge rushers out. And I don't know what Matt Judon looks like. We'll get to see him today in practice. But he's clearly going to be an old man program. So, you know, I don't, but they're right. And Anthony Weaver is right. You could never have enough pass rushers.
We learned that the last couple years, in fairness to their argument. Yes.
Yes. You could never have enough pass rushers. A good old player looked at the Dolphins and said, that's a great place to retire to. I don't want to do training camp. And they said, okay, let's do it. My question is why you do that there as opposed to do that at cornerback. Yeah. And I'm not going to say what name. But
no, no, I'm going to say because I know you've been taking a lot of heat. I, you know, Woody's caught me up. I got caught up on Xavier Howard stuff and you're his client and all that stuff. Yeah, all the stuff. Were you surprised that he got picked up by Cole? I actually
– No.
Anarumo loves him. Lou Anarumo loves him. So
they, the Colts made him an offer last year before Anarumo even got there. So the Colts have been interested. And other teams have been interested. Xavier was just holding out for, in my opinion, the Dolphins. Unfortunately, the Dolphins feel like they're good. We're good. Xavier really didn't want to play last year because he doesn't want to leave his kids. And I love that. I love that for him. Now it's time for daddy to go back to work.
I'm curious. I know on what he has. I saw Lou said he probably didn't run like he used to, but he's got great instincts and he does he's got great ball skills. No one will ever question his ball skills and how good he is when he's covering a guy to go up and find the ball when he's matched up with a guy. Hey, quarterback situation. Tell me what your thoughts are coming off the last game. Both guys completed a lot of pat, missed a few too, but what do you think going into this third one?
You don't want to hear my thoughts on the quarterback.
I do. I do want to hear them because you get everybody fired up. I want to hear what you think.
You don't want to hear my thoughts, Joe. There should be an open competition, just like there should be an open competition at running back right now. There won't be, but there should be. And this is part of the reason why when Mike McDaniel's tenure ends eventually, I will say there might have been 6 camp competitions in 4 years.
Yeah, but I've been through this with you before. I see why you didn't want this. Like, you don't think Mike's going to play the best guys to give him a chance to win to keep his job?
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is,
what are you saying?
You should even the playing field for both players, see them with both units. We asked yesterday, see them with both units so that you can get a better assessment and evaluation. Because right now the Dax is stacked in one guy's favor, and I could argue to you that the guy who the Dax stacked in their favor is doing worse than the guy who the deck is stacked against them. In terms of Jalen Wright, come on, man. What more do you need to see to open up the competition with Ali? And the same thing with Quinn Ewers. Quinn does more with less. If a guy does more with less, you know what I do? Me personally and other coaches that have been here, because I've watched it, they would say, let me see what you do with the twos. Or let me give you some reps with the ones and see what happens. This team, this franchise, under this regime, they do not do that.
I'm with you on the running back situation, and I would like to think that Ollie Gordon is earning some snaps. Mm-hmm. I feel that way, and I may be wrong. Hey, listen, he may sit there and not play the first couple weeks. I'd be a little disappointed on to your point. I don't know what's going on with Jalen Wright. I'm not sure. But the other one, I totally disagree. I just think Quinn Ewers, I'm not sure what you're reading into. When they put a game plan together for him like he's never seen in his life that Zach Wilson has seen it. And by the way, and Zach has missed.
Zach Wilson has seen it, but he's not done well with it.
Zach missed. He missed two throws that when we get in a season, you can't miss with that big arm, that throw down the middle. You cannot underthrow that ball with that arm. There's no – you run out of arm, I get it. But you have that arm and then the crossing route in the end zone, you got to hit that. That's got to be a touchdown standing up, not so far out. So, but, I don't know about Quinn Ewers. Boy, you're getting him a complete haul pass on. No,
that's not fair, Joe. What I'm saying is he is showing you that it's even with Zach Wilson. And Zach has way more experience. He's seen it. He's adjusted to the speed, but he doesn't make bold throws like Quinn Ewers does. Quinn is showing you, and I'm not a Quinn Ewers guy. This is just based on what I have seen. He makes bold throws every single day. He probably still doesn't know all of the offense. If it's even with the rookie, I have always been taught you go with the rookie.
if you think that Mike McDaniel or anybody else is going to go with a rookie with no NFL experience in a game with blitzes coming, and they are going, he'll be seeing a shrink right after that game if they put Quinn Ewers in an opener. Oh. They'll give him looks he didn't know existed when he was at Texas.
I don't disagree with you, but Zach Wilson got those same looks and still looks horrible. Zach Wilson's never been good in the NFL. That's why he's a number two overall pick that's on his third team.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just
I don't see anything that's changed, to be honest with you. I'm not a down on Zach Wilson kind of guy, but I understand why he's playing ahead of Quinn Ewers because of the financial commitment. But we should not be making decisions. That's probably why we're always considered a soft, mentally weak franchise. We always make decisions based on money and draft picks.
I don't have time to get into all this stuff with you, but there's a reason Zach Wilson's going to play a lot in this game too. And Quinn Ewers, I don't know how much Quinn Ewers is going to play towards the end of the game, but Zach Wilson is going to get – they're getting him ready so that we don't have another. In their mind, they feel that he's getting better and he's our number two, and he better be, because Mike Wynn had jumped on that guy early and gave him good money for a guy that sat in Denver all year long as the third quarterback.
And you know what the 49ers did? They drafted a guy, third overall, and then they also drafted a guy in the seventh round. And when the guy they made the commitment to in Trey Lance got injured, they put in the seventh round pick, and the seventh round pick did better, and they never looked back.
Yeah,
you know what this organization would do? They go right back to Trey Lance. That's what this organization would do, and ignore everything that they see. And what I'm telling you right now is you're ignoring what you're seeing, probably because you're not very good at your job, and that's what you should be investing in.
Were you in love with Skylar Thompson, though, when he was throwing the ball and having great preseason? Why
you got to bring up old stuff, Joe?
No, that's not. That's just Thompson, we went through. That's why we're having this conversation.
It's not the same thing. Skylar Thompson beat Mike White fair and square when he finally got a fair opportunity. It's not the same thing, Joe. This guy looks – he makes bowl throws. Skylar never really made bowl throws like that.
Skylar was making throws all over the place. They came out and said, we can't put him on the practice squad. The whole league wants him now. We got to put him in the league. And we had our fan base going, Skylar, Tom, we got our guy, man. We got our guy.
I think
that was you. I think that was you, too. I think we're going short memory writer stuff on me right now here, man.
No, don't do that to me, Joe. Don't do that to me. Skylar won his job fair and square. He just and I will say this.
Let me hear this
Seattle,
part.
He played with broken ribs.
God. Now you're making excuse maker today.
Did he not break his ribs, Joe?
You know why he broke his ribs? Because he's a dumbass and didn't see a guy chasing him because he's a deer in headlights. Stand over on the sideline waiting for a guy to, like, what are you doing, man? Run out of bounds, run, slide, or throw the friggin' ball away instead of wait for somebody to hit you, run 100 miles an hour. All right. Anyway, real quickly before we get going in this game, toughest cut at what position?
Edge rushers. You gonna make some tough decisions there. Derek McClendon would be probably my toughest cut. I think Matt Dickerson is an NFL defensive lineman. I'm struggling to see how he makes this team. Taj Washington, unless you keep six receivers, he's not making this team.
All right. Hey, how do you feel about the backup offensive line right now, real quickly, as a group?
Trash.
You went trash. Borum get a little better the last couple weeks at right tackle?
But he can't play left tackle. Well, you don't have a backup left tackle on your roster right now.
Well, Patrick Paul is staying healthy for 10 straight years. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. He's on this Mike won't have open competition. All right. Maybe some of you agree. All I know is, man, the thing I look at, I see what everybody else sees. Ollie Gordon thing is like, hey, if he's balling out and I don't know what's going on with Jalen Wright, if he's missing cuts or something, then And I know they like Jalen Wright a lot. A much higher draft pick a year ago to the point of, I don't know. You got to play best player. And I had trouble believing Mike's not going to play what he sees every day because of friggin' money. What do you think, Woody? Give me one thought before we go to break. Just give me a quick thought. You buy that Mike's not going to play the best players because of draft picks?
Are you serious?
Huh?
Are you like seriously asking me that?
I'm asking you, yeah.
I think he's going to play the best players.
I do,
if you're
too.
Asking me that seriously.
By the way, there's one way the GM and head coach, they keep their jobs. Best players play, and they win. And you're going to play the best players to give you the best chance to win.
I didn't realize you were seriously asking.
No, I was dead serious because he's really serious about they're letting their egos get in the way because they handpicked these guys and they're, well, I got to play him, even though I know the other guy's better, but I just have trouble. Like, mm-hmm. You get credit for everything as the GM and head coach. Chris put the 53 together or the 90 together to get to 53. Mike's coaching them up. And if they pick one guy like, hey, our draft pick's better than our free agent, then they're going to play a rookie free draft pick. And
before you have a heart attack in there, you know what's happened, right? Omar has gotten you.
He got me. Yeah. He just did what
you've
he
been
now,
Omar'd, yep.
Now he got now he's in he's renting free space in my head.
I mean, look at you. You're about ready to have a heart attack in there.
I don't know, man. there's just common sense things, but we're going to have fans think the same thing. Yeah, I know. He got me. You're right. He got me. He freaking got me. I asked. And he said, are you sure you want to hear this? And I go, yeah, of course I want to hear it. And then I went, oh, no, not that whole thing. You can hit me with the Mike and Chris. All right.
I'm sure we have some text coming, and we'll read this later.
All right.
Omar is getting a Herald here this morning.
Yeah.
Poor Herald.
Harold.
We got to call him Harold Down.
Hank, Hammer and Harold, man.
Hey, man, how about this?
Hammer the Herald, man.
I have some pretty cool news for you in the headlines.
All right, good, because I'm chewing your time up here right now before.
Very rude.
We get to 8 o'clock, and we got more. We're going to check in on Jacksonville in just a little while, too.
Omar'd.
All right. Got to get focused back in on the all-new Equinox.
Hey, man, next time you rip me for bringing up Omar, you say Omar lives in my head.
I'm not going to bring him up 3 days in a row.
Well, when one of his clients gets signed, I'm going to bring it up.
The only week, I got to focus back in. He got me. All right, he got me for a second.
That car is awesome, by the way, the Equinox EV.
Oh, you got the electric Equinox SUV.
You know, that car is treating me well.
How about space for the whole family, right? Great for the boys.
It's got a trunk and everything.
Oh, my God, it's great. Affordable. Great stuff going on. Whether you want to go electric or regular, doesn't matter, man. Convenient driver tech. It's got everything. Plenty of room for the family and friends as well on the weekends. We got you covered, man. When you talk about South Florida Chevy dealers and you talk about the SUV family, and I always got to start, even though they asked me not to, tell you about the Tahoes and Suburbans. Big, comfortable. Oh, my gosh. They just, every time I turn around, they've got a little more space for it. I got plenty now. I'm good, man. I'm so comfortable. I don't know how to act as I'm driving around by myself in that beautiful Tahoe that I have. That 2025 Tahoe is fantastic. The 2025 Traverse. You just can't go wrong. Hey, if you get some time, we got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive. Sit down. They got some great deals going on in the SUV family right now. Fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
I apologize, Woody. I chewed up a lot of time there with Omar. Anyway, what do you have?
And this is big. We got to get to this here. Tim Reynolds put this out on Twitter yesterday, and we have a congratulations due to our Don Bailey Jr., Joe.
What did DBJ do?
He was voted into the Miami Lakes Sports Hall of Fame class of 2025 last night. The approval, by the way, was unanimous. Nobody voted no on DBJ.
It's hard to dislike DBJ. Congratulations,
he's the best.
DBJ. By the way, in honor of DBJ, if you're getting your floors done and you're getting ready to go with somebody else, you go to DBJ and get your floors done.
And if you're going to an expensive dinner, just take his credit card. By the
you
way,
know, that's none of your business, by the way. That was none of your business.
December 13th.
That was personal right there.
December 13th, he will be enshrined.
Good for DBJ. That's fantastic.
By the way, we're like 8 or 9 days away from getting that season up and running.
Yeah.
He's going to be a trip on game day, man. How fired up. He's the most fired up Canes person I know.
No, the whole group is. That whole group
DBJ
in there gets fired
up. Like,
they're all going to be fired. Why would you not be fired up to open?
It's going to be a hell of a game, man. Notre Dame's got their QB all set now, that CJ Carr.
Well, they're talking, watching their stuff last night. They're loaded up, and they got their quarterback,
yeah.
You just mentioned.
All right, let me get to a few more of these real quick here, Joe. The Fox broadcast of the Bears-Bills game drew the highest preseason audience for Fox since 2021. They had 5.1 million viewers as the Bears won that game 38-0.
Really?
Yeah, really. People are ready for football, man.
Saw the Bills head coach was not happy. Even though he didn't play the starters, he just expected more out of the twos and threes.
I don't know. That hard knock season has become unwatchable, so I don't know what's going on in Buffalo right now.
You know,
now.
You're a little negative. Is there anything you just come on and say you saw something and it was good? You noticed you've been a little negative,
though? I
started
with the DBJ news.
Well, DBJ you work
with. I've heard in a long time.
You like DBJ.
I do like DBJ very much. All right, Joe, here we go.
Oh, you're on the broadcast, too. I forgot. You do the pregame. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyone else you want to shout out? We got Monroe coming back on the pregame.
Monroe County's coming back.
I know you're a huge fan of his.
I love Monroe.
I know how you feel about him.
Told my Monroe County met my wife at the charity event.
How'd that go?
She asked me, "Hey, can you go get me a drink like next door so I can spend a little time with Monroe County?" It hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt a little bit.
Happened to the best of us. All right. I didn't even introduce my wife to him. All right, here we go. A little leaguer, Joe. They got the Little League World Series going on right now, right? You see that on TV. I assume you spend most of your days watching it.
I have. I watched a little bit last night. I did.
And this was a pretty funny interview here.
Home run ball. You hit in a game you went to. What was that? Tell me that story.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game in which Shohei Ohtani was still in Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching. And then Ohtani was batting. And then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front, and I asked for his signature, but all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so, yeah. Not my style, my wife. Yeah, no.
He blew her off.
Yes, he did.
She's not a fan anymore.
Side eye, yeah.
I changed. He wouldn't sign the ball. I'm done. I'm going to find somebody else to like.
I thought that was pretty funny. Man, that happens. You're rude to someone, they never forget. I just want to get you these two real quick, Joe. Well, I'll get you one more, actually. How about this one? Have you seen the Kristen Cavallari, Jay Cutler divorce back and forth here?
No. They've been going at it for a while.
This is the first time in history that I can remember here, Joe, that we have seen a divorce argument go through dueling podcasts. So she she went on her podcast and said that he has given her no money, that the no money in the divorce. He went on his podcast or another podcast and said that's borderline slander and that he has given her money. And so there's a little back and forth between the podcasts now. But first time we've ever seen a divorce play out through podcasts.
Yeah, that hasn't been a good one. That has not. She's dating a younger guy.
Well, he's engaged, I think.
Yeah, I think. I didn't know if he married her or not, but you're right. Well, if you like.
I just never seen one play out through a podcast. I thought that was interesting.
I've seen one play out in reality, and they suck. All right, hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. As we continue on here, man, we've been Omar'd. We got Omar'd this morning. Oh, my God. He came in. He got us. Jeff Loggeman, Jaguars color analyst, going to join us coming up early 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about the Travis Hunter show, man. I can't wait to see Travis. I hope he practices. We'll see what he has to say, talk a little bit. Remember that opener? We looked like we were done. That opener last year with the Tyreek stuff, and now the game starts, and you're going, oh, my God, this is going to be a disaster. Come all the way back, fumble in the end zone, and that game flipped around. All right. Right now, I want to talk about hurricane season. Oh, my gosh. I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now. Pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Get after it now. You can always call Loctite. Talk to their professional staff that are in there every day, can answer all your questions, get you all set up. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida, Loctite, the place to go.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.